Isabella, familiar story from the last game, missed chances and maybe the fielding not up to the standard you would expect.
Yeah, you can't give someone like Meg Lanning two or three bites of the cherry. You know, we should have had her out much earlier on in her innings, and someone like her is gonna make you pay if you give her a second chance. So I think then it was difficult to come back from that. We've dropped a few chances, and you know, if your bowlers aren't backing you up, it's very tough as a bowler to know where to bowl and what to do.
Well, saying that, it was a superb innings. Meg Lanning struck the ball in very conventional areas, I suppose, but not something you always see in the women's game, you know, where leg side tends to dominate.
Yeah, she, you know, it doesn't matter where you have your fielders, if she's clearing the ropes, I suppose, and any kind of flight on the ball, she really punished. She got on to, and she's very, very quick movement in the crease, so any width or, you know, if it was in her area, she definitely got onto it. But as I said, we should have had her out much earlier than that, and who knows, it could have been the same story. They have a lot of batters, so it could have been someone else's day then, so you never really know. But we need to take wickets if we're going to keep the scores down. I think we went into the tournament knowing that, and we didn't do it again today.
But a very young attack. I mean, at one stage our the combined age was 30 years old. I mean, that must be some sort of a world record, I would have thought, an international game.
It must be. It is a young attack, and I think, yeah, we didn't probably bowl as well as we could have, but it wasn't that poor. You know, still extras isn't too bad. It was a bit more than the other day, I think, which is something that we targeted to get down. Obviously, you know, you can't be giving teams like this extra balls, and it's just a case of our field is not backing the bowlers up enough, and not giving the batters a target that's chaseable really for our team.
No, that was a pretty awesome Australian attack. Few quick bowlers, and yet the batters all stood up, and you stood very well, nearly 120 again. That must give you some encouragement.
Yeah, well, I mean, we went into the game knowing what they bring to the table. Again, like just like New Zealand, there's nothing funky really there. There's no huge pace. I think actually Furling's probably quicker than Perry, which probably surprised us a little bit. But that's about the only surprise that I had when I was out there. They're certainly very smart, and they just, you know, they can bowl on a quarter, and I think that's probably the difference between. And their fielders obviously really, really back up their bowling attack. So that's something that we just have to strive to get to.
Looking ahead, these two games are gone now, but two very winnable games, and I'm sure two games you'll be targeting, South Africa and Pakistan, so it's not all lost yet.
No, I think the positive we can really take is that we didn't face the two teams that are, you know, kind of more gettable first up, because we're new, used to the facilities and all that kind of stuff now. You know, we haven't played on a deck like that in a long time. It's great to bat out there. It's a joy to go out and bat. So it's something you can kind of look forward to. We know what Pakistan and South Africa will come with as well, and I think they'll be surprised by how much we've improved in the few months since we played them last. So hopefully, yeah, we will be able to, you know, pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and target those two games.
Trent's talked about maybe making a few changes. Is that something you shall do for the next few matches?
I haven't spoken to him about it, but I can see why he would want to make a few changes. You know, if people aren't performing that have been given a lot of chances, you have to give, you know, there's four other girls there that are itching to get out there, and if they offer a similar kind of thing, you have to give them that chance. So it'll just be a case of maybe changing like for like. I'm not sure, but you know, if you have four players there ready to come in, and they've been doing all the same kind of work, you have to think about changing them up if it's not working.